Memches can tear up to the Kiyone Hamu Otim. So Manas Chaim, the Mashkiach, the Sil Salmon, says that about it, when Mishnah says all these things are kind of mute, about it doesn't mean the person can mevatel from these things. About it, these things are things that are hechek for a person also. Just, it has to be with a shir, it has to be with a mayit. Kefiya Yechulis and these things, Miyat Shina, Miyat Schera. About it, something one needs, but the Iker, steiging in Torah, comes when a person is mevatel these things as opposed to doing too much. These things not doing mevatel too much. Other than about the Miyat, is also a chilek of the Kinyan Torah. Miyat Schera, the Mishnah says, Loi kala mevatel Schera machim. The might be isig musik b'teira. On the other hand, it says in paragraph of the base, Yofa tam v'tarim derech eretz. He needs to be it. Sassina shal shachas b'zadim min oilam. On the other hand, too much is no good. On the other hand, it says, Noichle l'adam lishan a 30 day which is shemayin ashayis. On the other hand, we find, and Rekivi says, Tzchei kashas m'regin l'erva. On the other hand, it says that Rabbi, before you learn, you should say, Basi b'chusa. Of these things is find the right balance. On one hand, too much is no good, too little of that is not good. You need a certain amount for the Kinyan Torah, and the main thing is finding the correct balance from the Richtig Mahalich. What's Miyat Shena? So the Pharisee itself says, I used to play Gimel, what's the chisarn of Miyat Shena? So one man, the chisarn of sleeping too much is not just that you lose his man. When a person sleeps too much, he says in Sichle, V'yavit Chiritsusai, a person sleeps too much, becomes lazy and sluggish. And he's not able to learn the proper defense. It's not just about the Zman, it's how it's mashpia on the ganze person. Sleep does a person need in what's called Miyachina. And once again, Miyachina is Miyachina, that means the person tries to sleep less than he needs and push himself or just sleep what he needs. So maybe in the Mishnah of Perikim, Mishnah Dallas, and there, Laila, Harizim, Skype, Namshe, Shir, Mugbol, the Torah, Laila, the Vitor, the Shashim, and Yuim, Tuashis, and Shishayis. That the shir is a person should be up 16 hours and sleep at 8 hours. The Rambam praying to Allah Chadalit. And he says that a person should sleep 8 hours. Smach al-Pasak, Yishanti Oz, Yonuachli, Oz is Gmachachas, and there's any of sleeping 8 hours. And Santa Gemara, Samechem and Aleph, says every light, this is Machlek, this is the light is. For sleeping, if Shimon says, like this, the Gersa to learn. Taisus says, what is sleeping? Can my Lil to give us Thomas? So, Kirsmach Rambis of Kankanievsky says, the light is Thomas 8 hours, according to Cheshbon. If it tastes over there, you have to sleep. That's like Viuda. The other nights, about these masking, the longer about the person has to be learning. The person when they ask the Chavetz Chaim, how many hours, how much a person sleep, he said that it's telling the brios of each person sometimes. This is normally it's between 6 and 8 hours. Somebody is a little weaker, have to sleep 8 hours. Some are strong, can be 6 hours, and a baby is 7 hours. Stipe says 6 to 8 hours. You can mechalek according to the yom. It has to be straight, be 4 hours a night, 4 hours a day, be 6 hours an hour or two. And they say it's telling you if you click us all them.
Hey, Rabbeinu Kisiyak Chelik Aleph says in the Delchi Shish 24 shows by yomam Shemona L'Shena Chelik Tzachalik says Shena Kafim Hashu Adam Yishlashan. And as we said, shovel lechem, bechinas lechem, shad mitzdar, mishkim boiker. A person's tired and he mutches, and the mashang and the other person gets going to see it alone with a clear head, so end up getting the same schar. And therefore, the Taz is saying the ikas go after the kavani, if kavani shem shemayim, if you sleep a lot, kashkol gives you chilek in Torah. So says, what exactly is the correct anhaga for Ben Aliyah, Ben Teira? We find on one hand we hear a lot of different memory chazal, which seems to be so used to each other. The Gemara Bavasa Dav Yud brings down that Maya Spia Bahakas Munesecha, Hidat Milchom Shaman Shim and Ainim Bel Mazer, Koshmach Shmi and Ziv Elam Haba, Keshpacho Gizem Elam Haba. Sechs Ervin Lavisada the Gersa. wearing Ksuvah Staf Sama Beis, Shulchan Mishkan Mikom, Me'achos Shabbos Oichel Lechem, Hilu Shem Tzulchom Mishmai Nishin Me'neinayim, Be'el Ma'azah, Be'zuchon Ma'avah, Rashi says, because the way for the husband to learn at night, and we see that Tamir Chom and Derek is to push himself, and they learn Mishnah Sashina. Mochas Kafiyot, Shema'as Baruch Hashem, Kalev Dasham, Ve'es Alaylas, Ma'am Belaylas, Ve'chom Iskim Tar Belayla. Gemara in Tamid says, Kalev Tar Belayla, Shir Gedech Shkani Kenegdoi. Gemara in Sinej 9b, Shina V'yan Rasham, Anolem, Anolaylam, Stikam, Ralam, Ralaylam. On one hand, we see all these Gemara's at the Mahalich of the Tamil Chacham, is that he pushes himself and he goes ahead and learns. The curse of the Bini Yonu with the Rambam, which is a person asleep 8 hours, saying that Leiva Leila Shinsa, the Tachas of the night, is for sleeping and how you put the things together. It's Pasha, the Gdil Yisolim, that's Smother Meruba, and they push themselves and sleep so much, they say the Chazans slept a couple hours a night. I mean, paradise of 2.5 hours a night, that's what it says over there. There's a story of the Ma'am Mikdash David that once he went to, he had to go somewhere, he had to go to the inn, and afterwards when he left the inn, so he learned day and night. But Abayas wanted to pay twice the amount. So why pay twice the amount? He goes, because everyone else slept at night. You walked all night. Therefore, it was like more wear and tear on the building, Kilo. That Bemes v'tamid tarachti harbe kami yigias a lot of yigias a gat lesser shem beis achar lesser shem ainu tumim lafay shanim rabbis that shanim rabbis I didn't. The story was the chasam sofer that people were talking to him, a girl talking to him sofer and spall from his yigias and galus and tayra. So he said the rabbi pressed with terror just like flies into his head. So he said chas v'shalom I didn't sleep in years in a mita. You do the Chavetz Chaim go around the yeshiva himself, turn up the and Radin. He used to tell the Rambam they have to go to sleep, he had to learn through the night. He says, it's gonna. The Tachlis eats the heart, the Sultan to tell you all, learn at night, and then you'll be tired during the day. Shino he limud. If you go to sleep at the right time, you'll be able to learn the proper oifen. You do the is good to always mean I spark on the golden time. Chadam Shachar say, Lomay Toiv, Lishan Toiv, Lechel Toiv, told a Yid that he should sleep 7 hours a day, and if you sleep 8 hours a day, it's also together Miyat Shena. And Chazir say, together Miyat Shena is not sleeping more than you need, not sleeping more than 8 hours. David, Yishan David is, Swiss Pshadim Day Yisrael. On one hand, Chavos Chaim, some people go to sleep, and on the other hand, the Chazir says, you have to sleep 7-8 hours, and the Day Yisrael himself didn't do it. So the Yisrael Adav is a side which I heard that Eliyahu Yitkansky, my shvager told me over that he was going to Maranovich, and Rav Chanan told him this similar mahalach they bring down in Sefer Darkei Chaim, the Ramchal de Lefkowitz. This person says, he's a bachi, he used to learn in Panovich, and the Rishiv used to take care of him a lot, and many times he told him, you have to go to sleep early, what they'll be screaming if you're going to sleep late, and make sure they have to go to sleep. The buck has to go to sleep, so the buck started crying. He said, what do you mean? Kivager didn't, Gauss or Kivager tell him to go to sleep as man? So he said, what are Kivager telling me? You have to learn to listen. Kushri Kivager, we understand, you'll understand why Kivager is very different. So many years later, Rabbi Mechili said, tell me my Pesha Adavar. So he says to the mice like this, Rabbi Karler, when he's collecting money for, during the war, he's collecting money, was one that scun him. So after they went around collecting and muttering and the Vada Tzala, and it was a hard day, they got to them, a hotel to go to sleep. It was very, very late at night. So Rabbi Karler sat down to learn his Yom Kippur, so then 7 daf in a day, to ask him, just felt like, you know, L'chair, it's, you know, Ramon's staying up, he should go to sleep. So he opened up and said, he wants to learn a little bit. So Ramon said, no, you have a tremendous day tomorrow, a skunas, if it's a quiz, you have to go to sleep. So Ramon said, my chos da hai, tfei me di, what's the difference? So Ramon called him, Murtaki said. And he said, I can't go to sleep till I do my 7 dafim. You could go to sleep. So that's the Pesha Adavah. The Pesha is, to make up the not going to sleep, that's leizuadach. That's not the proper way. A person pushes so much avasatira and there's so much adrenaline, so much pump, that he can't go to sleep, that's really a different mahalach. You stay up for mishmar to be makhlan to go to sleep, that's puzzle. A person such avasatira and you lose through the night and has a gishmak, that's the richtige eifen, and that's the way. So the way you want to know how the Yisroel went so little sleep, Shad is that it's so much of a avasatira, so much of a love for Tira, that mamela, if they were tired in one, they're able to push through. For example, let's say a person's tired, a person has a trip, or a person has something who's really, really interesting. You know, a person has a fascinating book he can read. Well, reads. Even though it's 2 o'clock in the morning, a person can read it. He's tired, he's so fascinated, so engrossed in it. So the Pshat is, they just have such an avocet turn. They love the Torah. The Pshat is that staying up and sleeping less wouldn't affect them, and they enjoyed it so much, and therefore that's what they have to do. But a regular person is not able to do that. If he doesn't get a proper sleep, it's going to affect his learning, and he's not going to shtay again. It's not really a proper eifin of doing that. And that's what Eli Yekansky said, B'shem Rav Chanan. He said the olden days, the pshat is that the bachim, when they stay up learning, because they just love learning, they're so engrossed in sugya, they can't go to sleep, they're just having a great time. They're feeling turn off the light. But when the Chos Chaim Rav Chanan saw the pshat is now the bachim doing it, not because of that tremendous avos terush, more of a sad pressure, and pushing himself, that's not the proper oifen, not the proper halach for a person to shtay. So, misakim, about the regular bamadrigas, to get the proper sleep. Some people need 6, some people need 7, some people need 8. And the getting miyachina is not sleeping more than a person needs. If you get the madriga that you have a tremendous avasatari, you need less sleep, that's a great thing to do. And that's the mahalach of Kol Gedolei Yisrael. They had that avasatari, and they pushed it, couldn't sleep.